Morning Punishments, narrated by Alexandra Anderson, for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. The Surprise by Kari H. Freshly shaven, wet and hot, come and get me. The text message popped up during a boring meeting, and suddenly he was finding it even more challenging to concentrate. He loved the way she was so horny, and text messages like that, when he least expected it, made his whole body come alive. In his imagination, he planned out how he would just charge into the house, tear off her clothes, lick that gorgeous, smooth pussy of hers, and fuck her until she screamed out in orgasm. When he finally got home, he leapt out of the car, crashed open the door and locked it behind him. Where was she? Hello? No answer. Oh well. He was happy to play along with her game of hide and seek. He loved her mischievous flirtatiousness. There were some days when he could hardly think of anything other than sex and her gorgeous body. After searching everywhere else in the house, the only place left was the bedroom. He slowed down his search when he approached the door and crept in, excited about the sight that was awaiting him. Would she be lying there, pleasuring herself? Would she be naked and ready for him? He certainly wasn't prepared for her to throw herself over him, fling him down on the bed and tie his hands firmly to the bedposts, tightly. Then he saw that she stood, grinning at him, with her smooth-shaved cunt just high enough above his face that he couldn't reach it with his tongue. She knew exactly how much it made him crazy to be teased and excited like this. As if that wasn't enough, she then stuck her index finger up into her cunt and waved her finger around his nose before licking off her lovely juices herself. Then she started stroking her clitoris and smooth lips, still just above his face. He loved watching this, but it excited and aroused him so much that it actually hurt. He wanted to take her so much. She continued for a while, and after only a few seconds, she was quivering with orgasm. That hardly cooled his ardour. But then it was his turn. She wasted no time in pulling down his jeans and boxers. He was glad he'd used a razor in the shower earlier today, because he knew that she loved it when his pubes and cock were clean shaven. Now he could feel the tip of her tongue, gently exploring the insides of his thighs, heading slowly upward. Every time she touched his ballsack, it sent a fantastic tremor around his body. She knew exactly what she needed to do. His cock began to rise from her treatment, and soon it was as stiff as a ramrod. And finally, her tongue had reached his shaft. It was moving slowly and softly up his shaft. Lovely. Smooth tongue, over the tip, and then the end of her tongue was playing with the rim of his cock. It had never